Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said in a hadith, Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه, the great Sahabi, who is called Turjuman al-Quran, the translator of the Quran, one of the greatest Sahaba in terms of the knowledge. He once was performing al-i'tikaf at Masjid al-Nabawi after the death of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Someone came and he whispered something in his ear. Then Ibn Abbas left his place, left his i'tikaf, and he followed this person. The people in the masjid, they thought that Ibn Abbas forgot that he's in i'tikaf. Because one of the basic conditions of i'tikaf, that you are not allowed to leave the masjid unless if there's an emergency. So you have to stay there if you have the intention of i'tikaf. So the people thought that Ibn Abbas forgot. Then they said, Ibn Abbas, أنت في اعتكاف. يعني, have you forgotten? You are in اعتكاف. طبعاً, he knows that he's in اعتكاف. And he was leaving the masjid. Then he said, he pointed with his finger to the grave of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, إني سمعت صاحب هذا القبر. I heard the one who's in this grave, which means Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Said, من سار في حاجتي أخيه المسلم حتى يتمها له كان خيرا له من اعتكاف 50 ليلة في مسجدي هذا. He said, the one who helps his brother in his need, in his problem, till the problem is solved, is better than having an i'tikaf of 50 nights and days in my masjid. Now, the point, this is from one angle, to show how greatly Islam is supporting doing the khayr. Number two, now in another hadith, part of the hadith, Prophet Muhammad was emphasizing greatly how important is what we call إدخال السرور على قلب المسلم. قال وسرور تدخله إلى قلب المسلم. Now, one of the things that brings you the reward, the ajr greatly, just to be the reason or to cause happiness into the heart of your brother. And the lowest of what we can conclude our talk is تبسمك في وجه أخيك صدقة. Just a smile in the face of your brother is a charity, is an act of charity. It is صدقة. So, the conclusion. In Islam, now, gaining the ajr with intention needs no great efforts. It needs just pure intention and something very little. It starts from a smile. Because if you smile with the intention of seeking the ajr from Allah in the face of anyone in the street, basically you are gaining rewards, which cost you nothing. Now, above this, al-sururun tudkhiluhu. Now, if you have the intention to do something such as a smile, or just asking, imagine yourself coming to the masjid, for example, practical example. You come to the masjid, you saw someone sitting there in the street, and he seems not happy. Regardless, you don't know what he did. You have the intention, Ya Allah, for your sake, I want just to bring happiness to his heart. Salaamu alaikum, how are you, brother? MashaAllah, you seems nice today. I feel happy when I see you. With the intention of bringing happiness to his heart. إدخال السرور على قلب المسلم. Just when you tell him, I feel happy when I see you, inshallah, mashallah, because you are the first sitting here. He will smile. You brought happiness to his heart. You applied one of the great ibadat. Look, and you can imagine many things, wherever you go. And the most, من سار في حاجتي أخي حتى يتمها له كان خيرا له من اعتكاف 50 ليلة في مسجدي هذا. Now, one of the examples of something like that, and sometimes, now, solving a problem needs from you maybe 2 days continuously making telephone calls, no more than, and the problem is solved. It's equal. You know this, me equal. Let's make it very quickly mathematically, and I'll finish my talk. Imagine that I'm living in Canada now. If I want to leave my work for 2 months, I need 2 months off without salary. Imagine that I'm earning $5,000 a month. So I will delete from my earning $10,000. But I will sit in the Medina Munawwara for 2 months, traveling ticket with a hotel for 2 months. It will cost me at least 15,000 to 20,000 Canadian dollars, plus 10 that I will lose because I have 2 months off. Now, 25 to 30,000. my family, they don't have any supporting system, so I have to earn money just to spend on them because I have no work and I have to spend there. Another 2 months, maybe I need an extra 10,000. Now, to stay in Al Medina, going from Canada, and to spend for i'tikaf 2 months, it will cost me around $40,000. Now, spending one night with 10 telephone calls supporting someone in his problem till it is solved, it's equal to paying $40,000 spending 60 days at Al Medina. And you just go wild and think, what can you do with this kind of khayr? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us really to be true good Muslims, loving the khayr for others. Jazakumullah khayr.